This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Some people struggling with money may decide to make big changes to mark the start of 2017. Experts say there is a right and wrong way to approach financial New Year's resolutions, and people hoping to succeed need to know the difference. Hannah Moore, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
What's the single most important thing people should do to start the year off on the right financial footing?
The best way to get on the right footing in the new year is just to know the reality of where you are with your finances. Don't just estimate where you're spending your money, but actually get the hard numbers. It's the number one thing that I tell people. Get those real numbers. And once you start seeing that and seeing that on a regular basis, oftentimes that'll help set you up for success.
I've heard doctors say the best way to lose weight and actually keep it off is to lose a little at a time over a long period of time. Does that translate to finances? Do some people just bite off more than they can chew, get frustrated, and then give up?
Oh, absolutely. One of the common goals that I see is people say, I want to get better at budgeting, or I want to have a budget. And so they just start by writing out a budget, when I would say that the best first step to do that is to actually see where have you spent your money the last 3 months. Finding where you're actually spending your money and the reality of your money is going to give you a much better starting place for writing that budget. So they get ahead of themselves, if you would.
A lot of working families count on a decent federal income tax return thanks to the earned income tax credit. If a family has, say, $3,000 coming, for example, what's the best way to use that?
You always make a plan. If you don't have a plan for your money, most of the time is going to get spent. So really look at, what are your goals for this year? What do you want to achieve this year? And start mapping out a plan for that. If you're trying to pay off credit card debt, your tax return is a great place to start making significant progress on that. Your expenses will always rise to your income. So many times people get a pay raise at a job, and all of a sudden they're just like, how are we spending this money? I mean, I see it all the time.
Say you do get a pay raise, or you're counting on one, you know it's coming. What's a good way to approach having that extra income all of a sudden? How do you safeguard it so it doesn't just get absorbed into what you're already spending?
So it depends on what you want that money to go to. So if you're looking to build an emergency fund, you know your check's going to hit on the 15th. On the 16th, that pay raise, that amount of the pay raise gets moved over to your new savings account. Or if you're trying to save for money for college, just have that money just automatically go where it needs to go. Make it so you don't have to think about it. The fewer decisions you have to make in a month on your budget, the better off you're going to be.
I know you believe tracking bills and purchases can really help people budget. Why is that? And what's really the best way to do it?
I think personal finance is very much personality based. So let me give you an example. For a lot of people, I know that they go online and they track everything online through like a mint.com or things like that. But for me, I have to write it out because I need time to think and process it. Every month is handwritten on a sheet of paper because that's just kind of the pace that my brain needs to work on it. But the most important thing you can do is just have a record where you can go flip back and start seeing the patterns of your spending, because that's really where people can start getting ahead on their finances.
What are people buying that ends up costing them more than they think in the long run?
The coffee is an easy one. Lunches are a really easy one if you're working and, you know, it takes time to have to make your lunch in the morning. A lot of stuff online is just an easy click, even in your app store. I mean, you can just spend $10 without even thinking about it.
What advice do you have for people who are staying on track financially, making progress, and then something unexpected happens, like a major car repair?
Well, the biggest thing for planning for something unexpected is to have an emergency fund. You know, we say 3 to 6 months, but just start with whatever you can. Starting out with just $1,000 in a savings account, that takes it from being a financial emergency to just being something you need to deal with.
Why is it so important to have a financial plan? Why not just see how things go?
Because life doesn't often go the way we want it to go unless we have some intentionality behind it. If life was just going to go the way it was going to go, you might not ever be able to retire. So being intentional about those changes and really implementing that plan allows you to achieve those things that maybe not everybody in their life can achieve.
Hannah Moore, certified financial planner with the Dallas-based firm Guiding Wealth Management, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.